Hi, Jane and East Coast Radio listeners. This is Sibu Sisavilani. I've just come back from an amazing trip in the Himalayas, where I was trying to attempt the summit of Mount Everest without the use of supplemental oxygen. It was a dream or a goal I wanted to fulfill after thinking about it for many years. I just wondered one day how high I can go naturally without the use of oxygen, bearing in mind that twice I've summited Everest with oxygen and hence the interest to find out how high I could go without. So I left the country end of March after running two oceans. It led to me deciding that I wanted to do the two ultramarathons in the country, two oceans and comrades, and then in between my climb up Mount Everest. I'm excited about this coming weekend because I'll be running my ninth comrades marathon. I've never missed a comrade once. I've been running it for the last number of years now. And the delight in running it this year is that if I finish, then I will be closer to getting my number 10 comrades, which will give me a green number. And that was the whole objective or point of running comrades back to back up until this year. Preparations for it. I trained quite well before I left for Everest for about 2 months. I've not been running because I've been climbing the mountain. I think my muscles will take me through it. My mind says it can be done. I believe I can do it. So on Sunday, I will be finishing my triple challenge, which is two oceans, Everest in between, and then the Comrades Marathon. So for people, look out for number 44081 because that's my race number. And do greet, do cheer for the runners as well. If they see me, they mustn't laugh at me because I'll be walking most of the way, but they must just greet me and be nice to me.